I consider the act of those quarrymen of Pendrin. It's a noble thing for men sitting around this table to give their hundreds and their thousands, but for a poor man to give his £1 or his £5 out of his daily earnings means to deny himself something. That is real sacrifice.
A.J. Mandela, the government minister for education, at a civic meeting in 1884. He summed up succinctly the pride and effort that had gone into establishing such a prestigious seat of learning for the Welsh nation. And it was funded in part by the local community of Bangor itself, ordinary citizens such as the quarrymen and farmers who contributed a portion of their weekly wage to the cause. And in 1884, when it was known as the University College of North Wales, it had very modest beginnings. Back then it had only 58 students, and they met and studied in the local Pendrin Arms. The foundation stone for the Grade 1 listed building you see here now was laid in 1907, and the building was eventually completed in 1911. So it's relatively new in comparison to some of the more established universities in the United Kingdom. And from its outset, it has had a more inclusive approach. Unlike many other colleges and universities at the time, from its day of inauguration, there were many female students studying here. This positivity continued to make its mark, especially in its furtherance in the preservation and promotion of the Welsh language. Perhaps there is an emotional connection to Hywel Dda, Hywel the Good, one of the earliest of the medieval princes of Wales, who formalised the Welsh laws that were seen as good and just, including rights for women that were unheard of in England. And the architect Henry T. Ware clearly had an eye for the past when he designed the buildings. He himself commented,
"The occasion seemed to demand and suggest some little element of romance and imagination rather than a strictly academic treatment. Some suggestion of reminiscence of English and perhaps Welsh history, of the history of the times when English learning was in the making and when our forefathers were fighting for their liberties."
But Hare could not help finding at least some inspiration from the university buildings of Oxford and Cambridge, and he designed his structure around classic-looking quadrangles. The history he spoke of is displayed in heraldic carvings and various statues within the building, which include St David, Owain Glyndŵr, Llywelyn Ap Gruffydd, and Owain Gwynedd, as well as one of Bishop Morgan cited within the library, and the Welsh poet Lewis Morris at the front gable of the Pritchard Jones Hall. Today the university is thriving as never before, a focal point of Bangor with many more buildings and study centres dotted throughout the city and research facilities second to none. A far cry from those early beginnings at the Pendrin Arms. Let's continue our cycle trail now to somewhere very much of the Victorian era, Bangor Pier.